command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olives, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. All your heart is
the eternal light.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our play today, The Pocket Knife, was adapted for radio by Joseph Mindell and is based on the story, The Mezerel, by Sholem Aleichem. Featured in the cast are Ronnie Liss as the boy Sholem and Alexander Scorby as the narrator. Sholem Aleichem wrote of a certain time and a certain place, and both have vanished. His world was the world of the Russian Jews of the last century. They are gone. Their children and their grandchildren are scattered throughout the countries of Europe and the Americas. But their common heritage is found in the writings of Sholem Aleichem. In a real sense, his work is autobiographical, for everything that happened to the Jews of his time happened to Sholem Aleichem. And their stories are his stories. I want to tell you a story. It's a true story, for in a manner of speaking, it happened to me. That is to say, it happened to a boy.
Sholem is my name.
And Sholem is my name. I am the man who was the boy, Sholem. The story happened to him. You may say that I'm only playing with words, that man and boy are, after all, the same person. Then I ask, teach me the arithmetic by which you add the infant, the child, the boy, to reach the total you call the man. Teach it to me, I do not know it. I know only that my world today is not the same as was the long-ago world of the boy, Sholem.
Papa?
Where are you running, you? Even?
No place, Papa. I was just running.
Are you a wild animal? Sit still for a minute. Sholem.
Here I am, Papa.
What are you doing there?
Nothing, Papa. I'm only sitting.
Empty-headed idler. Why can't you take a book in your hand?
Sholem, what are you doing in the kitchen?
I'm looking for my book, Mama. A black book with a torn cover.
What should your school books be doing in my kitchen? Sholem, take your hand away from the cookie plate.
I only thought...
Oh, Sholem, out of the kitchen at once. Go. Go to school.
But it's early, Mama.
Then go early. Let us have a little peace.
Sholem means peace, and Sholem was my name. But there was no peace for me at home. Nor was there peace in school where I was studying the Talmud.
Naim she'ochlin betales. It is written in the Talmud. If two men find the cloak... You hear, children? If two men find the cloak, what then? Tell us, Sholem, to whom does it belong? Sholem.
I wasn't listening, teacher.
No.
I was thinking.
Ah, you were thinking. Is this a place for thinking?
I'm sorry.
I'm happy to hear that, Sholem. But I think you are going to be sorrier still. Lie down on the bench. Moishele, my little strap.
This was no ordinary teacher. He was neither more learned than the others, nor less. But he had a system of teaching, and the system was founded on whippings. Why whippings?
I'll explain it to you. Consider the case of the horse. Why does a horse go? Because it is afraid. What is it afraid of? Whippings. It is the same with a child. A child must be afraid.
He never laughed, and that was a good thing. For if he had laughed, he would surely have looked more terrible than another man crying. We called him Malach HaMoavis, Angel of Death. If the Talmud said two men found a cloak, then I was beaten.
If two men lose a cloak, I am beaten. Sometimes even when there is no cloak, I eat my supper standing. And always my father scolds and coughs and scolds. There isn't a single little smile for me anywhere. Not anywhere.
That was my long ago world. A lonely world without a friend, without a comfort. It could have brightened so easily. I wanted only one thing. It was a small thing, but I wanted it more than anything else.
A pocket knife. In the whole world, there is nothing so wonderful as a pocket knife. It lies in your pocket. It waits to be taken out. You take it out whenever you like. You cut whatever you like. You put it back in your pocket. It's a friend, a real friend.
What have you got there, Sholem?
It's a pocket knife, Beryl. My new pocket knife.
Your knife? Marcia, Benny, Slimy, come here. Look at Sholem's new pocket knife. Why, it's nothing but a goose feather.
Now, how long could I pretend a feather was a knife? I looked around for another knife, and soon I had one.
A real knife. For 10 groschen, 7 cash, and 3 I owe. It has a thick, round wooden handle, but the blade is dull. I must find a stone and go to work sharpening my little knife. Sharpening, sharpening.
Yeah? What's that scratching?
It's me, Papa.
What are you doing, you... Even. Why can't I have a minute of peace?
I was only sharpening my pocket knife, Papa.
What do you need a knife for? Are you a butcher or a shoemaker?
Sean, up so much noise. What's the matter?
That son of yours, when he should be studying, he plays with a knife like a child.
Let him play. He is a child.
What do you mean, a child? When I was his age, I had 2 tractates of the Talmud, master.
Don't worry, Papa. He'll catch up to you.
In the middle of everything, a pocket knife. Shalom, give me the knife.
What are you going to do with it, Papa?
Give it to me, I say.
Papa, don't throw it in the fire. Please, Papa, please.
There, that's an end to it. An end to pocket knives.
It was an end to my knife, and I mourned for it. I cried at night, and no one saw my tears. Tears for a foolish little knife with a wooden handle and a dull blade. Can you understand it?
There isn't a single little smile for me anywhere. Not anywhere.
Then one day there was another knife. A beautiful knife with 2 fine steel blades sharp as razors and a white bone handle and brass ends and copper rivets. What had such a knife to do with me? Well, listen, this is how it was.
Shalom aleichem, Reb Herzenherz. Mama, this is Reb Herzenherz, our new boarder.
Oh, shalom aleichem, Reb Herzenherz. Peace be with you.
Shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem.
Stop snickering like a halfwit.
Excuse me, Reb Herzenherz. This is my son, Sholem.
Behave yourself, you're good for nothing.
Oh, a fine-looking lad. He is preparing for confirmation for bar mitzvah?
Not for a few years yet. He's tall for his age.
A fine lad. Well, dear boy, which portion of the Torah is to be read this week?
Reb Hertz, Hertz, and Hertz said Sholom Aleichem instead of Sholom Aleichem. He had no beard, and he did not wear a skull cap. But when I knew him better, I liked him. It was pleasant to sit up an evening in a dark corner of the room and listen to him talk to my father and to the neighbors who came in.
Sholom Aleichem, Reb Hertz, and Hertz.
Peace be with you, Reb Hertz, Hertz, and Hertz.
Sholem aleichem, sholem aleichem. Please be seated, gentlemen.
You sit here, Reb Herzenherz. It's the softest chair.
A pillow, Reb Herzenherz.
A light for your cigar, Reb Herzenherz?
Ah, thank you, thank you. I am reminded of the time I was traveling through the Ukraine.
Are you here again, you idler? What will become of you? Why can't you take a book in your hand?
But, Papa, I want to hear what they're saying.
It's not your business. Go away, do you hear? Go away.
Where could I go? I wandered through the house from room to room until I came to the nicest of all, the room belonging to Reb Herzenherz. The lamps were lit, the mirrors shone, the table was covered with his possessions. A pen, a silver inkstand, some books, and
a pocket knife. A knife with a white bone handle and two blades. I wonder, is it sharp? I'll try it. It cuts a hair. It slices up a hair. Oh, what a knife. How wonderful it must be to carry such a knife in your pocket. Only I dared. Why not? What harm if I put it in my pocket for a few seconds, just to see how it feels? Oh, it's a friendly knife.
Don't disturb yourself, please. It's in my room. I'll get it myself.
Reb Herzenherz came closer. I ran, and the knife in the pocket seemed to burn where it touched my body.
How am I going to put it back? I must put the knife back.
Come here, my little ornament. Did you see the little pocket knife anywhere?
The pocket knife?
The pocket knife?
Our guest pocket knife, you good for nothing.
What do you want of the child? He knows nothing about it.
Mama,
how can he not know about it? All morning he hears me shouting, the knife, the knife. The house is turned upside down for the knife, and he asks, where? What knife? Go and wash yourself for breakfast. You... Why are you eating so quickly?
I'm hurrying to get to school.
A scholar all of a sudden. What do you say to such a little saint? Where are you? Why aren't you off to school, my saint?
I'm outside, Papa, in the yard. I'm looking for something.
Something? What sort of a thing is something?
A book. An old Gemara.
What? A Gemara in the yard? You scamp, you street boy. Go to school and what?
I went to school, but first I hid the pocket knife. Oh, what else could I do? Could I return it now? It had to be hidden. I buried it in the ground outside the house. No one knew, and everything was the same.
Sholem.
I know, teacher. Two men find a cloak.
Sholem, lie down on the bench.
Sholem, where are you?
Here I am, Papa.
Loafer, why can't you take a book in your hand?
Everything was the same, but one thing was different. In the yard, buried under the earth, was a little knife with a bone handle, and therefore, miraculously, everything was different. The teacher's whippings caused no pain, scolding brought no tears, all because of a little knife.
The blade is rusted, but I will clean it, my friend. I will make it bright and shiny, my friend.
On summer nights, when everyone sat outside on the cool grass, I thought to myself,
oh, Papa, Papa, if you only knew, if you only knew.
Yeah? What are you mumbling about, you heathen? May the devil not take you.
Papa is in a good humor tonight.
If I am, why shouldn't I be? It's summer. It's a fine, peaceful night.
Oh, so it's late. Time to go to sleep.
All right, all right. Come, Sholem. We'll say the night's prayer.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe. May it be thy will to suffer me to lie down in peace and to let me rise up again in peace. Let not my thoughts trouble me, nor evil dreams, but let my rest be perfect before thee.
When everyone is asleep, I get up from my bed and go outside. slow, my little knife. Would you laugh at my pocket knife now, Beryl? Look, it splits a hair in two. Would you laugh, Beryl? Would you laugh?
The full moon looked down at my little knife. I turned around, but the moon followed. I hid the knife behind my back, but the moon saw it. The moon was jealous.
Moon, what do you want with my knife?
Your knife, Sholem? Where did you get it?
I got it.
Yes, Sholem?
Lost it, not. Thou shalt not steal. I stole it. I stole the knife.
Did you, Sholem?
I didn't mean to steal it. You must understand that. Please, you must understand.
But you stole, Sholem. You are a thief. You are a thief.
Do you know what fear is? Fear that covers the sky and hides the sun and fills the soul utterly. Do you know the weight of guilt and the consciousness of sin? I knew them all. I lay in a black emptiness where there was no hope and dreamt of the knife that I could not keep and could not return. In the morning, the shadow of my dream arose with me and followed.
Well, Sholem, late to school again.
I'm sorry, teacher.
Never mind. Do you see him over there?
Beryl, the redhead?
No more Beryl, the redhead. Starting today, he has a fine new name. His name is now Beryl, the thief. Come, say it, children. Beryl, the thief. Beryl, the thief.
Beryl, the thief. Beryl, the thief.
Why are you silent, Sholem? Don't you hear the others singing?
Beryl,
help them.
The thief.
Beryl, the thief.
Beryl, the thief.
Beryl the thief.
Beryl the thief.
Louder, even. Louder.
Beryl the thief. Beryl the thief.
Shut! Now we will betake ourselves to pronouncing judgment. Now, Beryl the thief, come over here, my child. Quicker, a little quicker. Tell me, my boy, what is your name?
Beryl.
And what else?
Beryl. Beryl the thief.
That's right, my dear child. May your strength increase and may you grow stronger in every limb. Ashley, come out from behind the table over here to me. Now, tell us the story from beginning to end. How our Beryl became a thief. Now listen, boys, pay attention. Bill Ashley.
The charity box over there.
The charity box that got Maya, the wonder worker, nailed to the wall.
It was full of money.
How many, Gorshin? We don't even know. But go on, Hesley, go on.
One day he took out all the money.
You mean he stole. Beryl is a thief. Now, boys, pronounce judgment on him. Let each give his verdict and say what must be done to a boy who steals groschen from a charity box. Hesley, you first.
A thief who steals groschen from a charity box should be whipped until his back is bloody.
Good, good. Moishele, what is to be done to a thief who steals groschen from a charity box?
He should be stretched out on the ground. Two boys should be at his head and two boys at his feet. And two should beat him with pickle rods.
Excellent. Now, Reuben Running Nose, you tell us. But first wipe your nose.
I, Reuben Running Nose, say that a boy who steals groschen from the charity box should be punished like this. Every boy should say to him three times, Robber, robber, robber.
Now you, Maria Sholem, what should be done to a thief? Sholem, don't you know how to pronounce judgment on a thief?
How shall the accused pronounce judgment except upon himself? My tongue was numb and I was silent in the midst of dark, accusing silence. That night I stood before the well in the yard and the moon watched. The knife in my hand shone with an evil, repulsive light. I threw the knife in the well.
Yet it was a fine little knife. A beautiful knife.
Sholem, I told you not to play outside in the dark.
I wasn't playing, Mama. I threw something in the well.
Not playing? Throwing stones in the well is not playing?
Sholem, your face is burning. You have a fever.
I'm all right, Mama.
Oh, may it please God to keep you well. Get right in bed and go to sleep. Suffer me to lie down in peace, and let me rise up again in peace. Let not my thoughts trouble me, nor evil dreams.
You are a thief, Shalom. You are a thief.
No. No, the moon is wrong. I threw it away. I threw the knife in the well.
But you are a thief all the same. Catch him. He's a thief. A thief. Catch him.
No, no, I'll run away. I'll run. The moon mustn't catch me.
Shalom. Shalom, it's me, it's Mama.
Go away. Go away. Tell the moon the knife is gone. Please,
Shalom, don't be afraid.
Go
Mama.
Away. Tell
what
the moon.
What is it with the boy?
Oh, it's Buddy's fire. Get the doctor quickly.
Tell the moon. Please, tell the moon, please.
Go for the
please.
Doctor. Go.
What is your name?
Beryl.
And what else?
Beryl the thief.
Beryl the thief. Beryl the thief.
Beat him. Beryl beat him. He's a thief.
Beryl the thief.
Really? I took it for only a second.
Beryl
listen to me.
Thief.
I didn't mean to steal him.
Beat him. Beat him. He's a thief.
The moon is watching. Take the moon away. Give the moon the little knife and let Beryl go. He's innocent. I am a thief. I am a thief.
Sneezes seven times, it's a good sign. The boy will recover.
Mama.
I'm here, Shalom.
Mama, yesterday when you said I had a fever...
Yesterday? You've been lying here for 2 weeks, burning like a fire and croaking like a frog about, I don't know what, the moon, a little knife.
You frightened us, you heathen, you.
I'm sorry, Papa.
He's sorry. Was it your fault?
It was our fault, Shalom, to send you to such a teacher. He's a tyrant, a murderer.
I won't have to go back?
Of course not. You go to another school. Here, my son, drink this.
What is it, Mama?
What should it be? Chicken soup to make you well.
Shalom, you're ready to go to school again.
To the new school, Papa.
Now remember, no more nonsense about little knives. It's time you began to be a bit of a man. If it please God, you will be bar mitzvah in 3 years. May you live to 120.
Yes, Papa.
And Shalom here. Take them. A few groschen in honor of your first day at school. Huh? What's this? A kiss for a father? Oh. Why not? Why not indeed? Now, off to school with you. Run!
I ran, and the wind was warm. The sun looked down and smiled. The birds flew, but not as fast as I.
Birds, will you be my friends? Thank you, thank you. Listen, my friends, and be witnesses. I will never, never touch what belongs to another. I will always be honest, forever and ever honest.
I ran, leaving behind the black night of evil dreams. The sun smiled, and the birds were glad.
If you would like a copy of the script you just heard, you may obtain one without cost by writing to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Mrs. Barnett E. Koppelman, president of the National Women's League of the United Synagogue. Mrs. Koppelman.
Poor little Sholem. He hugged his unhappy secret to his heart until his soul was seared and his body sickened. Many of us recall similar incidents in our own childhood, where only the gentle care of an understanding parent saved us from cruel hurt. Sholem's teacher, like Charles Dickens' schoolmaster, Mr. Squeers, is a character out of the dark past of child pedagogy. Fortunately, methods of teaching in the modern religious as well as secular school have since that day traveled a long way on the road toward progressive education. We have learned to understand the desire for possession of a pocket knife or any toy as a normal and healthy trait in a child, and that play is an essential for his proper development. No longer is the child taught to the accompaniment of rod or ferrule. Rather do we look upon the child's soul as a delicate flower that must be nurtured with love and understanding so that the inner cravings for knowledge may spring forth of their own accord, like so many roots, to draw at the waters of learning. Strange that Sholem's mother and mothers of that day permitted the awful methods to persist. But no doubt it was the drudgery and poverty that harassed them and kept them from seeing clearly the conditions as they were. The modern mother, rich and poor alike, because of her own better opportunities for adult education, has not been content to accept the Jewish religious school of that day and has fought a continuing battle to bring methods of modern child psychology and pedagogy into use. Like her sister of old, she knows that her child must receive moral and religious training, that the precept of honesty is vitally necessary in the proper upbringing of her child, that thou shalt not steal must be a part, an important part, of her child's creed if he is to be a good and worthy member of his community. But she believes that this creed and all religious and moral values must be inculcated in the child with understanding and gentleness, and not with force and fear.
Thank you, Mrs. Koppelman. Eternal Light program you have just heard was adapted for radio by Joseph Mindel and was based on the story The Meserel by Sholem Aleichem. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Liturgical music was sung by cantor Robert H. Siegel. Featured in the cast were Ronnie Liss as the boy Sholem and Alexander Scorby as the narrator. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. If you would like a free copy of the script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. That address again, The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This program is heard in Canada through the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation.